He thought that he understood the government problem. He thought the government understood his problem.
He was sympathetic. He knew that you were sympathetic.
Yeah.
And so he said that. I told him just what you said, the four things you want to do. And he said, well, I can't wait. And I just can't wait as long as I got to do something. I said, well, if you're going to do anything, why don't you talk to Black Meyer and work this thing?
Well,
it won't be no reflection on you or on the government and create the image it ought to create. Well, he said, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take care of that. But I've been thinking about that all the way over here. We'll take care of that part of it. And rest assured of that.
Take care of what now?
Of wording the thing the way it was. Create the right image,
yeah,
both for them and for the government. And when I told him to wait and have his speech, he knew you could help him a whole lot, and he wanted to have the meeting, but he couldn't wait to send the whole list up for that.
Why?
Well, he said he just had to meet this situation with Bethlehem. He couldn't wait any longer. He said he'd been waiting now for 3 days, 4 days to do something. He had to go ahead with this thing he had in mind. He talked to McNamara this afternoon. And I said, well, I'm coming down to Houston tomorrow, and I'd like to see it. I'd like to see the way you're going to do this. Martin said, I don't know. I think I'll do it tomorrow afternoon, but I don't know. I'll meet tonight and tomorrow. I said, I'm being very careful with it, giving detailed study. That's all he's telling me.
Well, it just means that he's going to do it, period, and that's it, isn't it?
Are you going to follow just exactly what he told McNamara, the secretary told him? And he said he wanted to meet, he wanted to do this thing. He thought that they had many different problems. All the fuel companies had different problems from his. And it wasn't all the same by any amount of means. They all got different percentages of market. I found out about the market on this. He's got 36%, and Bethlehem's got 38% market of the state.
And how much Hanlon got?
Nine. Schneider got about five, and all the rest of them got about one and a half or two apiece. Opco's got one and a half of the market. And all that's here in Houston. They say all the property here in Houston is over what they ought to be. And I said, well, you're not going to do anything. I talked to Bill Bird, and he said, no, I won't do anything about Houston. Unless the U.S. does it, we'll follow, but we won't follow them if they do, because they got 36% of the market. That's how, where I got all this market.
Okay, my friend.
Sorry, I couldn't do better.
All right, I wish you could. Thank you.
All right.